it's Monday, October the 25th, and we're going to look this week at Isaiah 56, and beginning today with the first eight verses. And if you have an ESV, for example, the editors of the ESV have provided little titles, and this section, verses 1 to 8, is entitled Salvation for Foreigners. And you'll see in verse 8, for example, the Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. It's the missionary element. That's not just a New Testament perspective, it's an Old Testament perspective. There have always been outsiders brought into the kingdom of God, and we think of Rahab and Ruth, for example, as just two examples. But Psalm 67 anticipates a worldwide, every tribe, tongue, people, and nation being brought into the kingdom of God. There's also in this section, and I'd ask you to sort of tease it out, a list of qualities of those who are waiting for this glorious day. What do the people of God actually look like? What are some of their qualities and markers? Well, they do what is right. They are people who love justice. They keep the Sabbath, and we'll have more to say about that later. They walk in holiness. Godliness is what they are, is what they look like. And so these opening verses, verses 1 to 8 of chapter 56, is a description of the quality of those who anticipate a worldwide effect of the gospel. We'll make that your prayer, that God would gather his elect from every corner of the world, and that he would do it quickly.